T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A 36-year-old man is in critical condition this morning after being shot on the subway with his own gun last night in Brooklyn after he got into a confrontation with another rider. Police say a 32-year-old man boarded the train and was approached by the 36-year-old. This was an A train in Brooklyn. He boarded at the Nostrand Avenue station, and he was approached by the 36-year-old, and some kind of confrontation ensued. The NYPD's chief of transit, Michael Kemper, says that cell phone video they obtained from the shooting shows a woman was also involved. It shows the woman pulling out some kind of object and cutting the 36-year-old before that man pulled out his gun. And chief of transit Michael Kemper encouraged the public to share any other information that they might have.
You can never have too many witnesses, never have too much evidence in a case. So I urge anyone, if anyone has any information in relation to this incident, whether they were on the train, in the station, or heard something, please call our Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-577-TIPS.
Cops say after he was cut, the 36-year-old pulled out a gun, but the 32-year-old was able to grab it, and the 36-year-old ended up getting injured with his own gun. MTA Chair Jano Lieber told us on 1010 Winds this morning that he understands people not feeling safe in the subways, but he stressed that crime is down and says the real concern is getting guns off the streets.
It's about guns. There's nothing that the cops and the National Guardsmen can do. But I am pleased that we're doing bag checks. The people who criticize bag checks, I think, ask him again today whether they think New Yorkers want folks to be checked, whether they're bringing weapons in the system.
Authorities say a gun was recovered at the scene. The 32-year-old is in custody with charges pending. And a shooting is under investigation near the 125th Street 456 station in Harlem. Police say a man who was grazed by a bullet in the shoulder overnight ran into the station to report the shooting to a booth clerk, but then stopped cooperating when officers arrived on the scene. Either way, no word yet on a motive for this shooting, and so far, no arrests. And a death of a woman is under investigation after a gruesome find in the Kips Bay neighborhood of Manhattan.
Relatives were worried about 52-year-old Nadia Battelle. They hadn't heard from her for a while. So here at 206 East 31st Street, Superintendent Jean Pompey led them into her apartment for a wellness check.
He pointed to the bag in the closet and says he believed that there's a body in there.
There was also a dog left by itself. Fearing the worst, the family called the fire department, which opened the bag and found the remains.
Well, you know, you always feel bad, but you never want to hear anybody gets killed at all.
No word from police on what may have happened. Battelle was living in an apartment leased in someone else's name. Packages addressed to that person have been piling up in the lobby. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Kips Bay.
Winds News Time, 11:05. Homeowners could see a big drop in the cost of selling their homes. This after the National Association of Realtors agreed to settle a series of lawsuits that accused it of conspiring to keep agent commissions high. The deal, which still needs a federal court's approval, will make it easier for home buyers to negotiate fees with their own agents and could even lead to more buyers foregoing agents altogether, possibly driving commissions from their current level of 5 or 6% to the 2 or 3% seen in most other countries. While that doesn't sound like a lot, it usually adds up to tens of thousands of dollars, depending on the price of a home. Well, as any Shakespeare fan will tell you, today is the Ides of March, and that means we're just 2 days away from St. Patrick's Day. But this year, the big St. Patrick's Day parade in Manhattan will be happening a day early. It will step off tomorrow morning at 11 on 44th and 5th, then march up 5th Avenue past St. Patrick's Cathedral before ending on 79th Street. This year's Grand Marshal will be Margaret Timoney, the chief executive of Heineken, USA. Other featured marchers will include Governor Hochul, Mayor Adams, and of course, the NYPD Marching Band and Emerald Society. Folks in the Bronx are calling on Albany to pass the so-called Tenant Opportunity to Purchase Act, which would give tenants the right to make the first offer on their building if it's put up for sale, while also providing resources to help them pay for it. Advocates say the bill would be especially helpful for those who live in buildings run by negligent landlords, like Corinne Ombongo-Golden. She spoke to 1010 Winds.
We encounter a lot of bad management in the building. During the winter, we don't have no hot water. We don't have no heat. Our apartments are constantly flooded. We don't have good windows. We have a problem with mold, cockroaches, rodents, dirtiness, and so forth.
Supporters of the act say it will help cut down on evictions, especially in low-income communities. Opponents say it would undermine the real estate market. Police are asking for help finding the man who attempted an assault on two police officers in the Bronx. The NYPD says that two uniformed officers were traveling in a marked police vehicle in the Norwood section when a driver, who they say was recklessly operating his blue two-wheel drive, approached the rear of the police car and threw a brick at it. The officers weren't hurt, but there was damage done to the car. The man then fled the scene toward Gun Hill Road and Bainbridge Avenue. They're asking anyone with any information to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. There's been an arrest in Monday night's deadly crash on Staten Island. Police say 25-year-old Ahmad Omar was behind the wheel of a car that lost control on Gothels Road Monday night and then plowed through a couple of fences before hitting a utility pole and slamming into another fire hydrant, killing one of his passengers and injuring another. Following that crash, police say Omar had gotten out of the car, removed its license plates, and made a run for it. He's charged with evidence tampering and leaving the scene of a fatal accident.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.